In a world where violence reigns and alliances are forged in blood, an unexpected love blossoms between two souls from warring criminal empires. Imagine finding yourself married to the most feared enforcer in the Russian mafia, a scarred, intimidating man known as the Butcher, while you're the graceful daughter of an Italian crime boss. This is Bianca's reality, thrust into a marriage of convenience to seal a truce between the Italian and Russian mafias. But what begins as a cold arrangement transforms into something neither expected, a genuine connection that challenges everything they thought they knew about love, redemption, and the capacity to heal even the deepest wounds. The wedding is a tense affair, opulent yet hollow, with no words exchanged between bride and groom. Bianca, a former ballerina silenced by a childhood accident, walks down the aisle alone, head held high despite being sacrificed by her father to cement a criminal alliance. Mikhail, his face marked by three prominent scars and an eye patch, stands waiting, an intimidating figure who strikes fear in everyone around him. They exchange rings with minimal contact, becoming husband and wife without a single word passing between them. The reception barely begins when gunshots shatter the fragile peace, an Albanian shooter disrupting the newfound alliance. Mikhail's protective instincts kick in immediately as he shields Bianca with his body, offering the first glimpse of something unexpected beneath his fearsome exterior. At his luxurious penthouse apartment, Mikhail surprises Bianca by assigning her a separate bedroom. "I don't force women," he tells her in his deep, accented voice before leaving to investigate the shooting. Left alone, Bianca discovers curious contradictions, strawberry yogurts and candy in the refrigerator that seem at odds with his intimidating persona. Perhaps this marriage won't be exactly what she expected. Just when Bianca thinks she's beginning to understand her mysterious husband, a little girl runs into the apartment calling Daddy. Lena, Mikhail's 3-year-old daughter, transforms him completely. The cold, distant enforcer melts into a tender father who reads bedtime stories and decorates his daughter's room with pink curtains and toys. This revelation changes everything. Watching Mikhail with Lena reveals layers no one else sees, a capacity for gentleness and love beyond violence. When Bianca's father slaps her while collecting her belongings, Mikhail's reaction is swift. He stabs a letter opener through the man's hand and warns, "If you ever touch my wife again, I will cut off your hand, or your tongue, or your head." The incident reveals another truth. Bianca's father wanted her to spy on the Russians, but she refused. She's caught between worlds, yet finding her place in this unexpected family. When she braids Lena's hair or teaches her ballet, something shifts in the apartment. These small domestic moments create a fragile sense of normalcy in their extraordinary circumstances. Physical attraction simmers between Bianca and Mikhail, intensified by their forced proximity. When Bianca discovers him treating a knife wound, she ignores his warnings and expertly cleans and stitches it, unfazed by the old scars from burns and stab wounds covering his arm. Their first intimate encounter occurs after Mikhail finds Bianca dancing in the gym, mourning her ended ballet career. In darkness, Bianca traces "Kiss Me" on his chest, igniting a passion that surprises them both, a revelatory experience for Bianca, who had always considered herself frigid. Yet intimacy brings vulnerability. Mikhail pulls away, feeling unworthy due to his violent past. This pattern of connection followed by withdrawal continues until they're attacked while driving home. After Mikhail eliminates two attackers and Bianca bravely rams their car into the remaining assailants, something breaks open between them. "Why aren't you disgusted by me?" Mikhail asks, genuine confusion in his voice as Bianca examines his scars. "Your scars show what you've survived," Bianca signs. "They're part of you, and I want all of you." Every relationship has its secrets. When Mikhail reveals he's fluent in sign language, learned for his deaf sister Oksana, Bianca feels betrayed and withdraws until Lena's request for pancakes brings her back. This cycle of anger, withdrawal, and reconciliation becomes their pattern as their feelings deepen. Jealousy exposes their growing bond. At Lena's preschool, Bianca possessively claims Mikhail when a teacher flirts with him. At her grandmother's birthday, Mikhail nearly attacks Bianca's ex-suitor Marcus for merely touching her arm. To quash rumors of captivity, Bianca asks Mikhail to kiss her publicly, resulting in a passionate display that shocks the guests. Even shopping reveals their attachment when Bianca discovers Mikhail following her because he couldn't concentrate at work, imagining other men looking at her. Rather than being annoyed, she finds his possessiveness arousing, leading to an impulsive encounter in the women's bathroom. These jealous moments reveal their fear of losing something unexpectedly precious. When Bianca's mother calls them Beauty and the Beast and questions how she can let him touch her, Bianca fiercely defends the man others call a monster. Through Nina, the Pecan's wife, who becomes her unexpected friend, Bianca discovers Mikhail's tragic past. His family was tortured and killed by the previous Pecan while he was forced to watch, leaving him with deep scars. This knowledge breaks her heart but strengthens her commitment to loving him completely. The ultimate test comes when Bianca's father kidnaps her as bait for Mikhail. In captivity, Bruno reveals that Mikhail is the butcher, a torturer for the Bratva. Mikhail confirms this with an apologetic gesture, fearing this revelation will destroy Bianca's love. But Bianca makes her choice. Looking at the man she loves, scarred, violent, damaged, yet tender with his daughter and passionate with her, she signals that she still loves him. When Bruno starts shooting Mikhail, Bianca breaks free and fights back, shooting her father to protect her husband. In the aftermath, Bruno pulls a hidden gun to shoot Mikhail in the back. As Bianca tries to intervene, Mikhail shields her, taking the bullet meant for her, a physical manifestation of their improbable love. 6 weeks after nearly losing Mikhail, Bianca dances for him in the gym where she once mourned her career, performing Swan Lake as he watches with devotion. To All of Me, she approaches him, removes his eye patch, and whispers, "All of me, all of you." Touching the bullet scar on his back, Bianca tears up, remembering how close she came to losing him. In this vulnerable moment, Mikhail reveals he was her mysterious admirer who left yellow roses after performances, confessing he's loved her since first seeing her dance. "I've loved you from the first moment I saw you shine like the sun," he admits, calling her Solnishko, little sun. Their story shows how love can flourish in darkness between unlikely people. In a world where violence is currency and trust a luxury, they find redemption not by escaping reality, but by creating something beautiful within it, a family built on acceptance, protection, and unconditional love. Perhaps we all have scars. The greatest gift isn't finding someone perfect, but someone who sees our broken pieces and loves us completely, scars and all.